Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's 38 Special, bringing us back. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And I'm very excited about our good friend Paula Lovell being here on the show. Paula is the founder of Lovell Communications, Lovell.com, the website, and has created many jobs in her great career as a small business owner. She continues to be recognized for her leadership and her courage and her contribution and inspiration. Paula, you became ill a few years ago, and you shared your story on our show. We missed you a couple of weeks ago with our, I guess it was last week, we had our breast cancer awareness show. And what's it been, 7 years?
Oh, gosh, I think it's been 11.
Is that right? Time flies. So 11 years ago. And did you have another recurrence?
No, I did not.
You have not.
No,
okay.
I mean, I had some complications from treatment, but
I
have not had anything like to knock me out of work that did.
But folks, when we were talking earlier about the extra degree of difficulty that I'm assigning to the quest for women to be a business owner, I do believe that there's a little degree of difficulty, not anything they even self-impose. And I do think that's getting easier because I think the women, Paula, women today, young women starting business today, they're standing on shoulders like yours.
Well, they're standing on a lot of women's shoulders, and I hope they recognize that because it did take a lot of people, but not me, to make folks realize that, you know, women can do more than run the household, even though running the household and being a mom is by far the most difficult job in the world,
mm-hmm.
And the most rewarding, and being a mom, I think, is the most important job in the for the future of our country.
Right.
So it is a big, big deal. But, I think that women are starting businesses, being more brave, and the other day I was involved in something called Girls, Inc., which teaches young girls to be financially literate and to teach them to get out and make their own money and to learn to stand on their own feet, not just think they're going to grow up and get married, which is fine. They grow up and get married to a rich man or a poor man. But the statistics show that you better take care of yourself.
But you know what your mother always told you, right? You can fall in love with a rich man just like you can fall in love with a poor man. But, you know, I want to come back to this, the cancer, though. Because you and I were friends all during that time. We were before, I was keeping up with you and checking on you, and I saw your business continue to march because of the way you handled this, the prognosis and the treatment and the recovery, the way you handled it. But also, and this is to me, this is a testament to your skill as a CEO. You had built an organization that could take care of it and you while you were dealing with your own problems, your personal issues.
You know, it was so amazing. That's really true.
Listen, there's a lot of men who can. I mean, there are a lot of men and women who pull that off, but there's a lot of people who can't do that. That was a real feat for you.
Well, there were fabulous people, but and you know that's the basis of any good organization are the fabulous people. But I was actually so, not surprised, but impressed with how well the business ran during that period of time. Now, I had breast cancer, as you have mentioned, and the hardest part for me, breast cancer, was the chemotherapy and the recovery from over the period of time. But I thought I could manage it. You know, I'd get up and get dressed, and by the time I got dressed, I was too tired to go into work, and I couldn't believe it, and I just couldn't believe it. I mean, I'm a workhorse.
What could bring Paula Lovell low? I mean, what kind of a demon force is that?
Right? Well, that broke me. So anyway, I just finally had to admit that I had to let go, and that I had to just say, you know, I have taken the time to train good people, and people in small business and big business, but I think we're more guilty of it in small business. Don't take that extra time to train the people the second in the command.
Because we think we're always going to be here to handle things.
Well, we think we're always going to be here. We think we're immortal because we've already accomplished something by starting the business, right?
Something we weren't supposed to do.
We're bulletproof, so we don't train. But the other reason we don't train is because it takes time to train, and we're so busy we don't have the time.
That's right.
So you
listen
to
this, folks. This is going to test. This is genius stuff she's giving you. Go ahead.
You have to bite the bullet and take the extra workload of training someone when you don't think you need them. For that rainy day when you do, and it is hard because it means you're going to work out. I mean, let's say you work already 60-80 hours a week, right? You're going to add hours to your week for 6 months to train someone because you still got to do what you're doing.
Well, first you got to find and vet and hire people who are worthy of that.
Well, that is right.
That's the first job, isn't it?
That is right, and that is really hard.
As a small business, it's one of the hardest jobs of being a small business owner.
It's hard because we're doing it. You know, I said my company is PR, public relations, but sometimes I say, my God, I think I'm in HR. You know, I'm in HR.
Right.
But it is very time consuming, and then once you hire them, you've invested the time in the due diligence and the effort in hiring them, and you train them to do their job. Then you find that rock star you trained to do your job.
Yep.
And it is incredibly, it's just almost painful.
But once you become reasonably good at delegating, it starts getting easier and more fun, right? Because now you realize that you get to go do things that you really want to do, and you're not doing things you don't have to do anymore.
Yeah, and I've got one more tip, and I'm not in the insurance business.
Hold
on,
that thought. I'm going to let you tell us when we get back. A little bit more to come, folks. Right back with the force of nature, Paula Lovell, after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.